Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. This is our third episode back. Episode number, I don't know what number episode, it feels like 110. If I had to guess, I'd say 110. I literally have no idea. It's 105.
Sure.
I almost guessed it accurately.
Wow. Too bad there's like no prize.
There's no prize, but me and Jenny have spent 104 hours minimum, significantly more than that, 104 hours minimum together working on episodes on this podcast. Or as I like to call, just chismoseando.
Right.
Wait, 1 second. I left my door open and I'm hearing my neighbor playing Mahjong with her friends and they get really loud. Give me 1 second. I need to close the door.
That's a real rough game, you know? It's a real rough game. I hear people beat each other up when they play that.
Really?
No.
I didn't hear what you said. I had my headphones off. I just heard beat each other up, and I'm like, oh.
I was like, it sounds like, it's a rough game. It's known to be a very rough game, and there's usually blood and a tooth.
It's violent. Yeah, and they're like 75-year-old ladies who like shuffle in with the like pajamas that look like outside clothes. Like they like it looks like they're pretending that they're wearing outside clothes. It's fully pajama-like clothing. Anyway, Jenny, today I'm very excited about this topic. It's been a while since I've been this excited to talk about a particular topic. Scams. I find scams to be absolutely enticing. Like not to do and not to fall as like in the predator, to fall prey. Wow. Okay. Well, Joanna, rebooting the brain. But I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about times we've fallen prey to scams.
Right.
I've only
told, sadly, it's happened to both of us.
Bro, I was like, I'm sure it hasn't happened to Jenny. And here we are,
oh,
baby.
It has.
It's interesting because I've seen my mom get scammed in real time twice. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? Like, she'll get a phone call, no? This is literally my mom. She'll get a phone call, and I'll be in another room, and, like, 20 minutes later, I come out, and she's like, my social security number. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, coño, es que me llamaron del cable, del cable, y they're gonna cut the cable out if I don't, because my credit card they have is not real. And I'm like, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Who are you talking to? And she like puts it on speaker, and it's this guy with the thickest accent you've ever heard in your life. Like, yes, yo soy social security and debit card number with the. And I'm like, I remember I was like,
compro carro.
See, I was like, sir, who are you again? It's like Spectrum Cable. I'm like, okay, what is the address you're calling about? What is the address you're calling about? And he's like, and then he hung up. And I'm like, Mom, you cannot give your information out on the phone. 3 months later, same thing happens. I'm in my room. My mom is in the kitchen. And she's like, coño, my Facebook password. And I'm like, what? No, it wasn't even Facebook. It was worse. It was Apple. She's like, I'm on the phone with Apple. And I'm like, Mom, there's no phone for Apple. And she's like, no, estoy en el teléfono con alguien de Apple. Y me está diciendo, they're telling me that my account's going to be locked. And I'm like, no. And it was too late. They had locked her laptop.
Oh, God.
They had locked her fucking
laptop. Yeah, this
happens
a lot to people our parents' age.
It's crazy.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Well, I was doing a little research on scams because since I got scammed, I've been like, I don't know about you. I've always found scammers so, and not in like a way that I'm like, wow, they're amazing. No, but like really interesting. And I think we're in an era where I think the millennial era, we're the era of the scammer. Like we have, you know, Fyre Festival. We have, what is her name? Anna Delvey.
There's Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey. Coño, there's so many. There's so many. I can't even.
Elizabeth Holmes.
You know what? The 70s were to serial killers what like 2010 and 2020s are to scammers. It's like this birth of like the most prolific scammers of our times.
Well, also, I feel like catfishers are also scammers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But like before we had the normal Ponzi scheme, which is like, oh, I'll take money and I'll invest it. And then, right. You know, like Bernie Madoff. And now we have just such a plethora of types of scams in our society. It's insane how many types of scams there are.
Yeah, man. I just want to meet these people, though. I'm just like, what are you doing, bro?
Is this your hobby? They're like, you know what I want to do? You know what I want to do with my life? I want to pretend to be a hot guy on Facebook from Nigeria and make old women in Atlanta fall in love with me and then convince them to send me money on Zelle.
Right.
What? Like, right. Who? I mean, there is creativity. There's storytelling involved, which I do at least appreciate, that there's a storytelling element. There's
okay, but at this element. Point, they've been saying the same story for 10 years. I'm like, okay, Prince of Nigeria, can we please... switch it up a little bit? Can we change locations? Can we
something.
Tell a different story?
So,
but it must be working.
It must be working. I mean, they would have changed. I think the Nigerian prince has like chilled out a little bit, but now there's way more like romance scams, and it's specifically. I mean, I know there's a lot of women, fake women targeting men. But there's a huge influx of men targeting older women on Facebook and asking for money. And yeah, it's pretty bad. But so I did a little bit of research because I was like, okay, if I got scammed, Jenny got scammed, how many people are getting scammed? This is embarrassing. We shouldn't be embarrassed, Jenny. Okay. We shouldn't be embarrassed. Because in 2022, the consumer losses to fraud totaled $8.8 billion. $8.8 billion were lost to scams.
Billion.
With a B.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, it's worse than I thought.
Apparently, cryptocurrency schemes are, like, the most prolific. They're the ones that are, you know, thank God I never got into crypto because I don't get it. But cryptocurrency scams are like the highest, number one. And interestingly, younger adults between the ages of 20 and 29 lose money more often than older adults.
Really?
But the older adults lose more money when they lose money. So, which makes sense. Because when I got scammed, I don't want to give too much information away. But I feel like if my mom was in my situation, she would have gotten scammed for a lot more money. Anyway, I'm not going to give too much away.
Okay.
But, okay. So, should I tell you a little bit of the story of how this came to be, Jenny? Who should go first? I'm scared. How much money did you lose and how much money did I lose? Because whoever lost more, I feel should go second.
Mine's a bit convoluted, the way I lost money. How about you go first? Because this was your idea. Because you're like, I got scammed. We got to talk about this. And then I was like, shit, I got scammed too in my early 20s. And that was a nightmare. But let's go with you first.
Okay, I'm going to go first. So I'm going to paint you a picture. I moved to LA. I move into my apartment. It's a beautiful apartment. I'm super excited. But the dishwasher doesn't work. The dishwasher is just like not running its cycle.
That's typical, by the way. They do that on purpose.
So that then you have to fix it?
Yeah.
You mean like landlords?
I feel like everywhere I've ever moved, if there was a dishwasher, it was certainly broken.
I don't know what it is with dishwashers. Every single time I have an issue with dishwashers, Jerry Seinfeld. Guys, we should tell Jerry Seinfeld to talk about dishwashers. I'm sure he's never thought of it. Dishwashers are the most problematic of appliances. They should go to therapy. What? God, that was so bad. I'm not on today. Okay, so
I'm also not. This is going to be an interesting episode, but
you know, I just, I'm traumatized from the scam. So I'm, you know, I'm in a bizarre mental state.
I just hate that this happened to you recently.
Yeah. Also, everything bad that has happened to me has happened to me in LA. Like, my car got broken into and my airbag was stolen. I got a stalker. Someone broke into my house.
Excuse me. Espérate. Pero... A stalker? Okay, we need to have that conversation.
No, bro, don't you remember? I think I told you about this. The first time I moved to LA, I had this woman who was like the manager of the building I moved into. And she kept on like going into my house without my permission. And then when I told management, they fired her. And then she started harassing me.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe I talked about it with Kevin on an episode. Anyway.
Qué locura. Yeah.
This is our 105th episode. So, you know, I don't blame you if you did forget. I've talked at you a lot. So I moved to my new apartment, dishwasher, problematic. And so I call the building handyman. The building handyman comes. He's like, I can't fix this, but I'm going to get you a reputable dishwasher repairman to come and fix it. And I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, here's the number. It has really high reviews. Just call them. So I call them. They immediately pick up the phone and I was like, oh my God, hi, yeah, I have a dishwasher and we'll be there in an hour. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm like so shocked, like just the efficiency, the work ethic, this is great. So 45 minutes later, the dishwasher repairman shows up and I open the door and immediately my brain goes, oh, this is not what I thought a dishwasher repairman looks like. And then I was like, Joanna, don't say that. What do you mean? In my head, I'm having this conversation like, well, I thought dishwasher repairmen were like, I don't know, maybe like older, usually like Eastern European in my head. I mean, I don't mean to say all of them are, but I had an image in my head of what a dishwasher repairman looked like. And then this, who's at my door is this like maybe 20-year-old kid with like a polo shirt. And I'm like, this, okay. And a toolbox that like that is made of fabric and it looks empty. And I'm like, oh, this guy feels like he's cosplaying as a dishwasher repairman. This doesn't feel real. But then I was like, no, pero ya va, el handyman del building. The building handyman recommended this guy to me. Like so
he did?
Yes. What? So I was like, I alarm bells went off, but then I was like, no, wait, this was a recommendation. So he comes into the kitchen and he's like, where's the dishwasher? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe right there, the one metal object that is shaped like a rectangle in front of you. Like, what do you mean? Where do you know what a dishwasher looks? So then I was like, it's right there. And he is like, oh, and he just starts like putting his hand on the handle and like opening and closing it and pressing the buttons. And he's like, what's wrong with it? And I'm like, oh, the cycle just doesn't stop. And it doesn't seem to like switch from the first cycle. And he's like, oh yeah. Okay. I guess there's a problem with the motherboard. And I was like, the what? And he's like,
the motherboard. What is this? A dishwasher spaceship? ¿Qué esto?
Exacto. So I was like, as the a joke, and it? I was like, oh, is this dishwasher made out of UFO parts? And he didn't laugh. He was like, no, that's what it's called. That's what the main computer of a dishwasher is called. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. I just, you know, I never heard motherboard used outside of like a fucking alien movie personally. And he's like, okay, yeah, the cost to solve this is going to be $1,400. And I was like,
but I saw you get a new dishwasher.
That's what I said. I was like, well, then no. I mean, I think I'm just going to get a new dishwasher then. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean $400. And I'm like, well, you just said $1,400. And he's like, I said $400.
Okay.
And I was like,
sure.
What? Mm. And he's like, oh, no, I mean 140.
Okay, so this guy keeps sticking to the number four.
And I'm like, okay, so wait. So I'm like, all right, let's just pause here. So you're saying that the repair is $140, right? Not $1,400 and not $400, but $140. And he's like, yeah, that's what I said. And I'm like, okay, this guy is kind of weird.
Were you alone with this dude, yo?
I was alone in my house with this guy.
Hyping.
So I was like,
okay.
Immediately, I was like, okay, I'm going to pretend there's someone else in the house. And I was like, give me 1 second. I have to check on my brother. And I went and I ran to the second bedroom and I was like, okay. I closed the door. I come back and I'm like, anyway, yeah. But at the same time, I was like, I'm going to make sure that he thinks there's someone else in the house. But I also am not sure this is a scam because the handyman of the building, and this building is like a building with a bunch of apartments and it's been around for like 10 years. Like, there's no way he would have recommended me a scam. So after I do that, and I'm like, Joanna, you're so dumb. Don't let this get into your head. Like, you're overthinking this. This guy's a real plumber / dishwasher repairman. Like, yeah, he's wearing a polo. Yeah, he talks like a valley boy. Yeah, he doesn't have any tools in his toolbox. Yeah, he says numbers wrong. Yeah, he seems like he's sweating from his palms. Yeah, he's darting his eyes from you. Yeah, it seems like he doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's probably legit. So then he's
especially like, because he was recommended. That's what's freaking boggling my mind. Okay.
This gets so much worse. So then he's like, okay, you owe me the $99 to come out here. And I was like, well, like, do I get an invoice? And he's like, yeah, I'll email it to you. And I was like, you don't have my email. And he's like, no. Okay, give it to me now and I'll give you my number. And so he gave me his number and I texted him my email. He texted me right away. And he's like, yeah, why don't we set up? Like, once I have to order the part and then, and I'm like, okay, do you know the make and model? And he's like, oh, right. And he like pretends to look in the dishwasher. I'm like, what is happening here? I'm so confused. And at that point, I just wanted him out of my house. So I was like, okay, how do I pay you? And he was like, Zelle. And in my head, I'm like, that's sus, but okay. I pay him the $99 and he leaves. And I'm like, this was weird, but like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So I call him 2 days later and it goes to voicemail. I call him again. I call him for a week and he does not pick up the phone. And the text messages go to green. So he fucking disappeared. He disappeared from the face of the earth. And I tell my husband, like, I think I was scammed. And he's like, bro, I really don't think you were scammed. Because, like, how would the building management recommend this guy? I think he's probably just busy. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, no. So I went to the building handyman. And I was like, I think you recommended a scam to me because this guy's not picking up. And the handyman is like, let me call. And he's like, I called. They picked up the phone. And they said they've never been to this building. So did you maybe imagine that someone came to fix your dishwasher?
Imagine? ¿Qué coño dijo él? Imagine.
And I was like,
I thought he was going to say, oh, did you call the wrong number by accident? No, imagine. Like, you're not fucking...
This is like, honestly, I think this is because maybe I'm in my head and maybe I'm overthinking this, but I think people think women are hysterical. And I thought people thought I was hysterical.
Ay, Dios mío.
And I was like, and then I got mad. And I was like, no, I did not imagine that I called a number. No, I did not imagine that the lobby called me. I opened the door. A guy came and he took $99 from me. No, I didn't imagine that, bro. And he was like, well, it seems like you have an issue with the company. You have to just talk directly to the company. And I was like, I can't talk with the company because they don't pick up my phone calls. And I realized that any 617 number, which is my area code, any 617 number, they would not pick up. Then I had a friend call from a different area code and little Miss Bitch Ben picked up the phone. And that's when I went to building management and building management was like, this is a number we've never recommended before. This is not a verified vendor that we would ever give to one of the people that live in this building. Like, this can't be it.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
So... then I did the reverse Google search of the number that Ben gave me and found it linked to a Yelp review that was attached to a review of a fake company with one star that was almost the same name as a legitimate business, but was like one word off. It was like Elite Repair LA. And it like the legit one is like Elite Repair Los Angeles. Like they did a good job because dozens of people have been scammed by this one guy. And I think it's a one man operation. I think he literally is the one that picks up the phone. He's the one that shows up and he's the one that then doesn't pick up your phones and filters through the calls that come in. And I think he was only able to take $99 from me because I was asking a lot of questions and I was clearly making him uncomfortable. But if I was just like, yeah, okay, yeah, I think he would have gotten the... I would never give someone $1,400, but...
But Omira, like, the amount of hoops that these idiots have to jump through just to scam someone, if they put that same amount of dedication and energy into, like, I don't know, a legitimate career that's not, like, screwing people over, I feel like they'd make more money and be more... Like, how do you go to sleep at night? Like, hard day's work scamming people. Que, you know, yo no entiendo esto. Like, they go to bed así, like, oh, I'm so proud of myself. Like, I don't get it.
O sea, lo que a mí me parece impresionante, bro, is this guy spent gas. He had to find parking in Santa Monica, which is almost impossible. He came and had to act. He had to act as a fake character.
He lives in LA. Why not start auditioning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And then all of that for $99. Like, he probably put like 3 hours of his life into this, which is $99 is a lot of money. I get it. I understand. But it's also like a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of lying.
It's not enough. $99 for all of that effort, including gas, which is like out here, like over $6 a gallon. Not worth it.
He probably paid $20 for parking. I mean, right. He probably made maybe $30 all like you take out taxes. I don't know. Like lo que me frustra es que I started like building a case to go to the police against him because I was so mad he was scamming so many people.
Right.
You don't know how much research I did. I like tried to see if the number was linked to someone's name. You have no idea. He is really good at protecting himself. He changes his number all the time. You know what? Let me pull up the name of this fucking place, okay? I'm going to pull up the name.
Oh, God.
And everyone who lives in LA. Guys, there's this guy. His name is obviously not Ben, although he's so dumb. He probably used his real name. So the name of the legitimate place is Quality Appliance Repair. And then the name of this guy is Quality Appliance Services Appliance Repair. Oh my God, Jenny, can you call and see if he picks up?
I hate you.
Oh my God, let's do this. Please, Jenny. I'm going to give you the number, okay? This is the number of the scammer.
Gente me empieza a joder con el número, I swear to God.
No, bro. Don't worry
about
it.
Okay, what? Bro.
323-977-7659, okay? And be normal and ask.
Is this Ben's number?
This is Quality Appliance Repairs number.
But this is the scammer's number.
So all you got to do is like, hey, can you fix my dishwasher? And just let's just see if he picks up. And then
There's something wrong with the motherboard.
Yes, there's something wrong with the motherboard of my dishwasher.
Okay,
bro.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Let's hopefully he picks up. Put it on. Yeah, okay. Put it on a speaker.
Kevin looks terrified.
This call is being recorded.
Yeah, please, this is all this connected. All this happened to me. My heart is pounding.
How could we help you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling because my dishwasher is not working. There's something wrong with the motherboard, and I heard really good things about you guys, so I was wondering how much it usually costs.
Yeah, we could go ahead and schedule you for tomorrow. We do have a service call fee of $89 for us to go out there, and if you want to go forward with any repair or service, the service call goes towards the repair.
Then tell him, you little scamming bitch, tell him.
You little scamming whore! Sure, this is the right number, right?
I'm 100, bro. That's his voice. I even recognize him. That's Ben.
So he sounds like un mojón de mierda. He sounds like un mojoncito.
Dude, everything he just said to you was exactly what he said. He was like $99. Te dije.
Well, he said $89 to me, so he lowered his price. He's having some kind of sale, you know, say.
Bro, maybe he heard your like medio Latina accent, and he was like, I'll cut $10 off because maybe, you know. Why not? Maybe she's one of us. That happened to my mom, actually. One time she was getting scammed by a Latino, and then he texted her, like, this is a scam, because he felt bad. Bro, that is so... What if one of his friends listens to this podcast, and he's like, oh my God, that's Ben's voice.
This is okay, shitty, bro. Okay. Well, I wonder, what do you think he was doing when he answered the phone? What do you think he was doing?
I think he was playing video games and not paying his rent on time, I think is what he was doing. I think he literally doesn't. There's no way he has a job. You can't just like go to random places in LA to fake fix dishwashers and not have and have a job at the same time. Like, that's not. This is his job.
Is it just him, you think? Is it just him running this operation?
I do think I've never heard any other person pick up the phone.
Oh, that's right, because all the reviews are like, fuck Ben.
All the reviews are like, fuck Ben. He's a terrible actor. Like, he should get better props. I'm not convinced with his performance. You know, this guy, the audacity to act as someone in Los Angeles. Like, okay, if this was Tucson, I'd be like, I mean, maybe people, you know, this is a city of actors. You know what I mean? Like, the audacity of him being like, I'm a good enough actor to do this. Like, he's a terrible actor. He should hire an actor. He should, if he wants to, you know what, Ben, here's a tip. Hire an actor to play the fucking plumber / dishwasher repairman. Bro, can you believe, I was not believed by several people in my life that I was being scammed. And I was like being gaslit, like, you're being hysterical. And I'm like, no, bro, this is a scam. I'm being scammed. While he was scamming me, I thought I was being scammed. And
he sounds so like, come me, you know, he's like, yeah, like, okay, so like, I'll just come to your house tomorrow and like, you know, like, whatever. Like that, he just sounded like, whatever. He didn't give a fuck. He's a sociopath. This is such sociopathic behavior.
Well, I'm glad. I want to get him somehow. You know what I want to do? Now I'm like more over it, but like the couple weeks after it happened, I was obsessed. It was all I could think about. It was my Roman Empire.
Of course.
All I could think about was how to ruin this man's life, even though it was just $99. But it was more like, this guy lied and came into my house and said motherboard to me, like as if I was an idiot. Like, what? And so but my dream is to actually have him show up to a friend's house and then have like camera set up.
Oh my God, like, Joanna.
You're a scammer. Dude, I want to plan this. I'm not messing with you. I want this guy to go down. He has literally taken money from dozens of people. And
well, let's do it.
I think we should do it.
I don't give a fuck.
I think we should do it.
Okay, we'll have, Kevin's going to volunteer his address. And then
I think me, you, and Kevin, go? We should do it at Kevin's house. And then we'll be like,
no, but
bro.
For real, that's a great plan.
Let's do it. Let's do it and then record it. and then we'll put it on the podcast.
That would be insane, bro. But what sucks is that then we can't do anything at that point. Like, it's not like we're going to have cops hiding in the fucking cupboard.
So, what I feel is, you know, I think there's this shame in getting scammed. And I think that one of the reasons scammers get away with so much is because people are embarrassed to admit that they got scammed. But the truth of the matter is, we are wired as people to trust others. If we didn't trust others, society would completely disintegrate. You're telling me that if I didn't trust others, I would get in a car and go on a highway? You're telling me if I didn't trust others, I would order Uber Eats and just eat the food that people prepared and that someone grabbed and took and put at my doorstep?
I know.
Like, oh, you're God. Telling now me you're making that me paranoid, I trust a doctor to open me up and not do weird shit. Society is built on human beings' inherent ability to trust others. That is literally within our nature. We are built to trust others. So when you are getting scammed, and it's what happened to me in my head, I'm like, wait, why would someone do this? This is weird. And two, why would someone recommend this? So you're trying to talk yourself out of the red flags that are happening around you. Like, right now I can tell the story and the red flags are clear, right? But in the moment, when you're in it, the red flags are not obvious. Like, it's obvious that he was bullshitting me, but he was telling, like, me estaba hablando with a straight face. And me, my human brain, 99.9% of the interactions I have with people, when they talk to me, they're being themselves and being real and being human and not lying in my face. Or at least that's what I'd like to think. Maybe I'm naive. And he was doing the exact opposite. Society has trained me, and my nature has sort of given me to like trust, you know? So I think anytime someone gets scammed, I think we don't know of most people getting scammed because people don't like to admit it. I think that the number I said at the beginning, I don't remember what it was. It was like 88 billion. It's probably like double that. People are just
insane.
Embarrassed.
That is insane. Yeah. That is insane. It is upsetting. Ugh. I mean, I think that's a good thing then that we're talking about this. I think it sucks because it's, you got to be more careful. It's like we all want to kind of not think that people could fuck you over like this. But the reality is they can. And so,
I mean, most people won't, obviously. But like, you know, there's this really good book by Malcolm Gladwell called Talking to Strangers. And it's one of my favorite books. I love Malcolm Gladwell. I know he's like the Dan Brown of nonfiction. I don't give a shit. I love his work. I've read every one of his books. It's like social science and economics for idiots like me. I love it. Anyway, in Talking to Strangers, one of his biggest takeaways is what I'm talking about, which is like we as a society are built to trust. And he tells the story of this guy who worked at the CIA, right? And this was at the peak of Mira Cubano, of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I didn't know this. Cubans are the best spies in the fucking world. They are remarkable. They are the, like, you read stories of how many times Cuban spies fucked with the CIA, and it's honestly hilarious. So there were Cubans that weren't even double spies. They were fucking like triple spies. They were like, they told the CIA, I'm going to pretend to be a Cuban and infiltrate the Cuban government, but then come back to the CIA and have them think that I am infiltrating the CIA. But then I'm going to pretend, like, they have layers to their scamming, right? They have layers, and they've been able to convince. So there was a lot of these Cuban spies got really high up in the ranks in the CIA. One of their tricks, for example, was acting dumb and acting like they weren't good at their job, even though they were remarkable. But anyway, so they got to the high ranks of the CIA. And there was one guy who was obsessed with the idea that people in the CIA, high-ranking officials in the CIA, were spies. And this guy uncovered them, and he was a hero, right? What people don't talk about is that this guy was an asshole, and he trusted no one, and he couldn't function in society because he assumed everyone around him was a spy or trying to scam him or was an asshole. So he had like no fucking like family. He had no friends. He wasn't part of the social fabric because he was wired not to trust people. So yes, he uncovered two like Cuban spies or whatever, but he also didn't fucking live in the world appropriately. So scams, you know, they're successful because they prey on our nature, not because we're dumb.
Mm.
Also, Cubans, man, freaking, I love this fun fact about Cubans.
Of course.
It's like Cubans, number one spies. They are fucking, I love the stories of them because they'll tell stories. It's like, yeah, this one Cuban guy, he like would always be late to work and like oversleep and smelled like alcohol. And people were like, oh my God, this poor guy's going through a mental breakdown. And it was all an act. He was like, if people think I'm like bad at my job, they're not going to think I'm a spy.
Mira, it checks out, bro. It checks out because it checks out. And listen, I love my Cuban people. Pero Miami is filled with some of the biggest scammers on the planet. I'm not surprised. There's like fraud left and right. There's even in the medical field. Es que todo mundo ahí es como like under the table. Es que I can't even begin to explain to people. I've had to tell people out here, you know, how in Miami people get fucked over left and right. It's just a lot of fucking scamming. But in terms of Cubans being excellent spies, listen, I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but
yeah.
Anytime me and my best friends have to do some deep dives into... we somehow find out things and find ways and, you know, we know how to do detective work, but I guess it is in our blood.
You called my scammer, Jenny. You were my spy.
Right. And I'll do it again, bro. I'll do it again.
I think this could be a recurring bit in our podcast. We'll take other people's number and call this guy every month and see what he's up to.
Fuck it. I'm down to do that. It would bring me so much joy. I shouldn't have hung up. Like now in hindsight, I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have hung up. Like I wanted to see what he said. But he sounds so basic and so boring that he probably would have just hung up. I don't think he would have spoken again.
I don't think he would have, no. I do think maybe our listeners can call. The number's 323-977-7659. If you want to call and record and send it to our email. Let's bring this scammer down. At the very least, I want him to like close down this
freaking well, let's
phone
waste
number.
His time like he wastes everyone else's time. You know what I mean?
This guy's a scammer.
Bro, what I little... fucking can't.
I do. It enrages me because there's something very como when someone steals from you, like when someone broke into my car and stole my airbag. I was like, I felt violated. I was like, oh my God, someone. This was worse because this guy looked me in my eyes and like lied and was like, yeah, this woman is dumb enough to, but you know what I mean? But anyway. Yeah.
Son de carao. Now, son de carao.
Now I want
I
you
want,
to.
I do want to call him and give him like a pau pau, like a verbal pau pau as abuela.
That'd be so...
Mira,
like,
oye,
mira, niño.
Oye, ven, Benjamin, es tu abuela. Ajá, escúchame ajá. Bien. Yo sé que lo que tú estás haciendo, ¿ok? Y Dios te va a castigar.
I think like, you should call as an old lady and like be like, you scammed my daughter and then she died. And now my life
my
is...
God.
She, you scammed my daughter, her dishwasher Why? Wasn't fixed, and then the dishwasher... flooded and she drowned in her kitchen because of you. I want him to feel the repercussions of his actions.
Anyway.
Okay, now you have to tell me the story of when you got scammed.
Oh my God. I want to give a funny side note. In Miami, in like the 2000s, the word scam also referred to just making out with randos. So like dudes would always be like, yo, like, I just scammed this chick at the movie co in Hialeah.
So the act is not like, oh,
like hooking up.
It wasn't like I was scammed by this woman. It's I no. scammed.
Yeah, like scam. Like I just scammed this chick.
What?
Let's scam some chicks.
Is it because it's like, oh, I need to lie about myself so that a woman will kiss me?
I don't know. Miami slang is weird sometimes. It makes no fucking sense. So every time I hear like, let's scam, I just
you're like,
think
oh my
about
God, making out.
These come mierdas from my high school being like, yo, like, let's scam some chicks this weekend at Sunset Place, dog. I'm like, all right, bro, like.
It's you know, anyway. You know, we always talk about epidemiology. Is that the word? That's definitely not the word. That's not the word. Is that the word for the process with which words evolve and change? That's epidemiology is about diseases. It's not about what am I? What the fuck is wrong with me today? Since COVID, that's my excuse. It's COVID. Epidemiology. Yeah, a brand of medicine that deals with the incidence and distribution of people, of medicines for people for diseases. I meant etymology. Bro.
I'm like, edamame?
Etymology. Wow.
It's a great source of soy.
Our listeners are going to be so concerned for my mental health. But you know, we talk a lot about etymology. I do think
they already
it's interesting
are, but...
that a place that is, as you say, sort of very prone to have scams and scammers takes the word of that action that's so, you know, prevalent and reuses it in another context. I don't think it's a surprise. I think it is a proof that there is a lot of scamming in Miami because the
100%,
word is used so
100%.
Much. So like, why don't we use it for this too? Also,
that's
it's
true.
Weirdly sexist. It's like, oh, I'm taking something from a woman.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Okay, so I need to tell my story about getting scammed.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. So I've always struggled with acne, especially in my early 20s. It was just the worst. And I was broke. I was fucking, my 20s, it was a very hard time financially. And I was desperate for treatment. And I stumbled upon this website called Laser Cosmetica. And it was in Miami Beach, and they were holding a contest. And they're like, whoever, like, send, you know, write us a paragraph about your journey with skin, whatever. And we'll pick a winner, and that winner will get a $500 gift certificate to one of our services. Of course, I end up winning, right? And it's like, bro, makes me so upset because I was so vulnerable, and I was poor and had horrible acne, and I just wanted to fix my acne, and I poured my heart out into this fucking essay that I submitted, and I ended up winning. And so everything seemed super legit. Mm-hmm. They had an actual location in Miami Beach. I went by myself.
Okay.
They assessed, there was like a lady there, super nice. She assessed my skin, and we decided that the best course of action would be for laser treatments, right? I had really poor credit, even at that early age. I had very poor credit. And so the only person in my family with good credit was my abuelo. My poor abuelo in his like mid to late 80s, so financially responsible. And I asked him, I was like, can you co-sign? Like, I need you to co-sign this bill or this loan, because it was going to cost about, it was somewhere between $1,500 to $3,000 for like nine sessions or, yeah.
But they took $500 off. So you won this thing for $500, and then they're like, but it's actually $3,000.
Yeah. So you know how you have like these banks like Synchrony and stuff that they're like the middleman. So they actually, I think it was Synchrony Bank or one of those like legitimate banks. They were the ones being the middleman for Laser Cosmetic, all right? I went in for maybe 2 or 3 treatments. And the next thing I knew, they shut down. I remember showing up one day to an appointment. It was closed. The location was closed. Their voicemail was filled, so I couldn't leave a voicemail. I would call, and it would just be like voicemails.
Full.
I ended up finding a group. I don't know if it was on Facebook. It was such a long time ago. Or an online thread where a bunch of people got scammed by Laser Cosmetica. Their headquarters is in New York. And I remember calling, and the lady, there was this one specific woman, I forgot her name, but she would pick up and she was so nasty. She like, I don't remember what she said. I just remember she was extremely mean and would hang up on me when I would basically like demand an answer. Meanwhile, I owed monthly payments to Synchrony Bank.
Oh my God.
For treatments that I wasn't getting.
Because they took the money, because the loan was made. So they took the money.
Yes.
Wait, question. Was this a legitimate company that then went under and closed and was like, we're not paying our people back? Or was this, they bought lasers. They rented a place and like hired these fake estheticians to scam people?
Yeah, like right now I'm on Yelp. They have 1 star, right? And then it shows that their headquarters was in New York.
Uh-huh.
And like literally the first one I'm seeing this, 2013. See, this is when it all went down. Actually, no, it was, so people were getting scammed by them up until like 2013. For me, I think it happened around 2010, 2011.
So they opened up in another place.
Yeah, they had like a couple of different locations. Like there was one in Elmhurst, Queens, New York, and says this place was a scam due to bad employees. This girl was stealing money not only from me, but hundreds of other customers from Laser Cosmetica. I tried numerous times to get in touch with Stephanie. That was her name. That's right, Stephanie. She was the one who ran the whole joint. But never a response or an apology. Hope that girl is serving some jail time. Another person was like, do not go there. I was burned badly and my tattoo was hit and burned and distorted. They caused more damage to my body than good. Another one is from 2010. Beware of gift certificates won via raffles. I was totally tricked over the phone and told I would receive $450 off of any service. When I went in, they tried to sell me a package right away and said the gift certificate was off of their $2,000 package. When I told them I didn't have the money, they immediately escorted me out with a price sheet. When I had the money to pay for the package, they were pleasant but very down to business. Like scheduling was a nightmare. The lasers didn't work. So they were also doing malpractice because they were literally working on your face. Another person, 2011, I won a raffle. When I went to have my consultation for this win, I decided upon cellulite reduction. Yelp, whatever. When I arrived for my appointment yesterday, after having called and confirmed earlier that morning, I was greeted with 2 very young-looking, stunned girls who had no idea who I was. Dude, it's like, I'm reading all this, it's just chaos. Apparently she was supposed to see an esthetician named Jacqueline, and then they had no idea where Jacqueline was, and then one of the random chicks there was like, well, I guess I can do it. And the lady was like, what do you mean? Where's Jacqueline? She goes, oh, she had to go to the hospital. She wasn't feeling well. They looked at me like I was
all nuts. All a lie.
Yeah. Another one from 2013.
What is the name of
Laser
this
Cosmetica.
Again?
Laser Cosmetica. They also had one apparently open in New Jersey. So someone's like, this Laser Cosmetica is a scam. The company has changed its... Oh my gosh, that's right. The company has changed its name to MedSpa, another generic title. And the founders will keep the company from being sued in a class action lawsuit.
I will say this. The scam you got is like incredibly well thought out and complex. Like, out of scams.
Yeah, she has multiple, like, brick-and-mortar locations in New York, New Jersey, Miami. And so here's what, like, there's a bit of a happy ending to my side of the story, because while I had already, I could not get back the money that I had been paying monthly up until that point. But I was so furious that I went to talk to the bank, the provider of the loan, because they were coming after me because I wasn't paying. After I knew there was a scam, I stopped paying. And it got, and unfortunately, it's under my abuelo's name. And that's what fucking killed me. This poor man's credit was being destroyed because of me and this stupid scam. And I just couldn't have it. And so I fought really hard. And I ended up taking them, like, I had to go and take the Synchrony Bank or what, I'm pretty sure it was Synchrony, to court.
Oh my God.
Because they didn't, no matter how many times I explained to them that Laser Cosmetica is a scam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they weren't buying it for some reason, which is crazy because I wasn't the only one. And so it got to the point that I had to go to court, right? And this felt like a scene out of a movie where it's just me by myself in this courthouse, fucking early 20s, con mi mierda. And the bank had the skeeziest, like, typical TV lawyer you could imagine with, like, greasy hair.
Yeah.
And, like, and I remember he looks at me and he goes, well, kid. he looked me up and down like I was some pathetic loser who was going to lose to him. He's like, yeah, well, you're not a lawyer. That's what he said to me. Like, you're not a lawyer. And I go, yeah, I know. I don't give up, though. Like, it was like, I felt like Elle Woods. I don't fucking know what I felt like. I just felt like I was, like, the underdog. And I looked up at him in his greasy-ass fucking head. And I was like, yeah, I may not be a lawyer, but I'm a fighter. I think I said that. I think I said, I'm a fighter. So then, whatever. We do this thing with the judge. I forgot what the judge ended up deciding in that moment. But then eventually, this lawyer who I befriended.
You befriended the lawyer? The greasy hair lawyer?
No. I befriended another lawyer, this like really sweet young guy. And I think I found him because he was already taking on a bunch of other cases from Laser Cosmetica. So this was something he was actually interested in and passionate about. And I reached out to him via email. He decided to take on my case pro bono.
Oh my God, I love him.
And he won.
Oh my God. Wait, so then you didn't have to pay?
I didn't have to keep paying the rest. I never got the other money back, so I did lose money, but I didn't have to continue paying the loan. I didn't have to, you know, I wasn't going to get in trouble. My grandfather's credit bounced back. I think I remember his name, William Wayrowski.
Dude, I am so glad I went first, because this, your scam is like a three-act play with, like, you know, just so many things happen. It just kept escalating. You went to court.
Oh, yes, it is him. So it was William David Wayrowski. So I'm giving him a shout out because he really came through for me during a really, really terrible time.
I mean, maybe Willie has passed the California bar and can help me take Ben to court.
I mean, he's... He still practices in Florida, so, but yeah, man, he really came through for me, and I remember, like, sending him, like, a big, like, gift basket to express my gratitude, and that was the end of that.
What a literal nightmare.
But it was a battle. It was a nightmare. It was a battle. I can't believe I did it.
Well, good job. You got your scammers back, sort of.
Sort of.
I mean, I guess the scammers got away with it, but...
Exactly. The scammers got away with it, but you would think that, like, the bank would be suing them or should have sued because they got fucked, too.
It's also kind of insane how they're like, let's make people we scam write an essay about how bad their skin is and then fuck them over. Like, they're like, that's how much of psychopaths they are. They're like, let's make people... as vulnerable as they can possibly be, make them like open up their hearts and spill their guts onto a piece of paper and then scam them. Like, that's a whole level of like, Ben is looking pretty good to me now, honestly. You know, he just, he's, He just wanted $99.
Oh my God, this is crazy. I'm looking at like one of the Yelp reviews from New York from 2011. Okay, these people are thorough motherfuckers. This one girl goes, I found out about Laser Cosmetica at an annual chocolate show. They had a table there. And it piqued my interest because I had pretty bad ingrown hairs from waxing at the time.
Okay, girl.
They had a table. They had a table at a chocolate show.
They're so smart. Chocolate apparently makes your acne como que brotar. They're like, but it's dude, not these even, are but brilliant. It's not
even, yeah. They scammers. Did everything though. They did laser hair removal, they did cellulite treatments, they did like all of that shit.
So perfect. People that like chocolate might want to get a little cellulite treatment. These people are geniuses.
This is insane.
They literally made you convince yourself you needed the treatment by writing the essay before scamming you. You're like, while you were writing, you were convincing yourself to say yes to the package. These are absolute, if these people took their skills, as you said, and became, I don't know, anything else, they'd be brilliant. I mean, this is incredible marketing. It's, you know, incredible outreach. They're good at getting clients, but they just don't do the rest. They're good. Yeah. Ben is bad. Ben literally is a bad scammer. But these people are A1. I'm like I got the Charmander of scammers and you got the Charizard of scammers.
Dude, this is... I appreciate the Pokemon reference.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's...
Good job, though.
Man. Yeah.
Kevin, you got scammed?
Okay, so this is my scam. When I first moved to LA, I was staying at my friend's house way south in Orange County, and I was looking for places in LA to live, apartments and stuff. And it was all like rooms and stuff like that. And I saw this one listing that was just too good to be true. And I should have known it was too good to be true because I've dealt with that in Miami. Like listings on Craigslist or whatever are just too good to be true. And you know, they're going to scam you. But this one, I just didn't know the prices in LA well enough. And it was like this one bedroom apartment, like right next to Universal in Studio City. And I'm like, and it was like, the price is just was ridiculous. It was like nothing. It was like a lot in Miami, but it was nothing in LA. So I had to like pay an application fee. It was like $25. I paid it through like Google Pay. And then I drive up to LA from Orange County. And I go to the place at the time that we meet, and I go and I knock on the door, this nice apartment building, and nobody answers. So I wait and I wait. So I'm messaging the person. I'm like, hey, I'm here. I'm outside. I'm waiting. You guys might not be home. I'm gonna go get something to eat. Like, I just kept being like, and I went to get food. And at some point, I'm like, I think I've been scammed out of my $25. But then I'm like, maybe not. So I go back and I'm sitting outside. I'm like, hey, I'm back here. I'm waiting for you. Eventually, they just refunded me the $25.
Stop it.
I think I was such a like, because I bet most people who do this are like, hey, guys, I'm here. Where are you? Where the fuck is this? Do you guys steal my money? You know, like. But I was just like for 2 hours, I was so desperate to have an apartment that I was just like, oh, wait, I'm just outside. I'm down the street at the sandwich shop. Let me know when you get home.
Oh, my God. You were so sweet. They were like, God, this dumbass. We can't. Doesn't even realize what we're doing to him.
Ugh, and it was for $25. I think they were just like, just send them the thing and he'll stop messaging us. Or we feel bad for him. We feel so bad for this dummy. Because I feel like a lot of scammers, their idea is that the people that they're scamming are rich idiots or something, you know? Yeah. So that's why they quoted you $1,400 because they're like, there's somebody out there who was like, okay, $1,400. And then they, in their mind, they're like, that person doesn't need that $1,400 if they didn't really like think about it.
Yeah.
So they just felt bad for me. They're like, this guy's broke and dumb. And they gave me back my $25.
Oh, that's a...
Wow.
I don't know what that says a lot about... You and your scammer. I do think that scammer probably has some semblance of a heart. But apparently that scam is very well known here. And the trick is that they scam you out of not that much money. But they do it at a big scale so people don't fight it. But I commend you, man. You were just like, nice guy. That usually doesn't work out when you, with a scammer being a, just a sweet, nice guy. It's like the opposite. But, you know, here we are. So to our listeners, 3 out of the 3 people behind Hyphenated have been scammed. One of them got their money back. One of them went to a judge. And another one is going to continue to prank her scammer. And You know, that's all we can ask for in this world. We all get some form of retribution.
I say we invite Ben to lunch.
To lunch?
I don't know.
Let's invite Ben to the show.
Okay, so now someone's calling me.
Oh my God, do you think it's a scammer? Pick up. Pick up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jenny?
Who's this?
Hi, this is James at Fresh Patch.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh,
I'm good, fuck. Thank you. I'm looking at, you have an order?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted you to know.
What?
Those two items are not compatible.
Oh, okay.
It's a scam. So, it's a scam.
So what you would want to do.
This is a scam, Jenny.
You would
hang on.
Go with like a large puppy pack, which is going to be the large.
What is happening?
Wax lined box with the grass in it with a sleeve.
What the fuck are you
it.
Ordering, Jenny?
Okay.
So, a pizza box?
Yeah, would you be able to change the order for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think what you would.
Is this food or kitchen supplies or like a dog toy?
Sleeve around it. You just want a large oak puppy pack.
Puppy
you don't
pack?
Need a combo. That's going to come with the sleeve, the box.
This is not real. This is not a real phone call. This cannot be a real phone call.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
sweet,
bro.
Thank you so
hang
much.
Up.
Bye.
Wow, that was a ride. You got a new dog?
I told you that.
No, you did not. This is how I find out you. Mi niña bonita. Oh my God, she's so cute.
Her name is Marceline the Vampire Ween.
Oh my God, that's. I love that. That's the perfect dog for you. I legit thought that phone call was a scam. It could not be real. I panicked.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.